following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are.
On our lovely planet.
I'm Shia.
I'm Ariel.
And
we finish each other's sentences.
If you haven't noticed.
That's the first thing we want to simply be honest about.
Today's program,
in case
on
you haven't
being
guessed,
here, is simply honest.
So, shall we start where we normally start? Shall we launch into the subject from
The point of view of listening?
I like it.
Because most of us listen through what we already know, and we listen to hear what we already expect to hear. In fact, if I were to stop talking in the middle of this sentence, you'd probably finish my sentence before I got there.
You were speaking with someone on Monday night.
Yeah, on Monday Night Live.
It was really interesting to watch her face, particularly as Shia was speaking with her. It was as if she hit the pause button. She never really let go of her point of view, what she wanted to say, and where she was heading. But don't forget, the title of the show is Being Here. So if you're going somewhere, heading somewhere, trying to get somewhere, it's very difficult to listen.
It's very difficult to be because you're not being where you are. And to truly listen involves surrendering your point of view to another, to hear what they have to say from their point of view. Most of us don't do that because we haven't been trained in it, because we weren't raised in a culture where people actually listened to one another.
And you aren't trained to listen to yourself either.
Let's talk about our approach for a second. Our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. So we're, like anthropologists, noticing how it is that we interact. And most all of us, in fact, all of us, were raised in some culture or another, whether it be the familial culture or if you were orphaned in an orphanage, but each of us were raised in a culture from the time we were born, and if the culture did not include truly listening, we wouldn't know how to do it. So we're going to do our best to talk about listening, because listening will pull you into the current moment of your life, and if you get into the current moment of your life, magic will happen.
Now, as far as being honest goes, one of the big challenges in being honest is that you don't necessarily listen to yourself. You get those inklings of, I want to do that, or I don't want to do that. You get impulses, ideas, and you're not trained to listen. So today, see if you can slow down and simply be here. And from that perspective, you're going to discover a lot of things, including you have a judgment against dishonesty. So we have to start there because that's a big challenge. You will not want to see the places where you're kidding yourself or where you're not being forthcoming with others if you have a judgment against being dishonest. Because you don't want to think of yourself as a bad person.
Nobody wants to be a bad person.
So,
and we're all good people, and we all have integrity. So anything that we do or don't do that doesn't fit our idea of integrity, we won't want to see that because it would make us bad people in our own point of view. So most of us don't want to see those things that we do that we don't approve of.
So it really is important to take a look at your judgments or attitudes about the word honesty and the concept honesty and the idea of honesty. When you were a child, you discovered pretty quickly if you were honest, there were consequences. And the word consequence in that framework usually means something negative would happen. If you fessed up and told the truth that you just fed your dinner to the dog, or you whacked your brother or sister, or you're the person that broke that vase, there were generally consequences. So if your parents said, hey, are you jumping on the bed? You probably
no. Not me.
Didn't do it.
The dog.
So you
jumping.
The dog. Poochie did it. So you've been trained to lie.
Right.
And you've also been trained to lie to yourself.
You know, look, the truth is our program is about enlightenment.
Mm.
It's about discovering how to live your life as a transformed or enlightened being. And you can't do that if you're being dishonest with yourself or others. It just doesn't work that way. See, when you're transformed or enlightened, you've discovered that life truly does support you. So there's not this stress to try to get ahead or get somewhere that you think is better than where you are in the current moment of your life. And that being the case, if you allow life to support you, it will. But if you manipulate life to get what you want, to try to produce what you think is going to make you happy or satisfied, it won't, because that's all from your cultural pool of information, from the what's been programmed in, rather than the natural being that exists within each of us that, left to its own devices, would find peace. We are for the most part driven to produce what we think will make us satisfied or happy. But even if you do attain those things, it's very, very rare that the satisfaction lasts.
So I would personally start from the premise that you're dishonest. All of us are dishonest. We're situationally honest, likely. But
you know, do you fudge on your taxes?
Do you drive over the speed limit? That one gets me. I generally drive, and Shia generally drive a what we consider
a cushion,
safe amount over the speed limit. So take a look and see at your honesty and where you're honest and where you feel it's okay to be dishonest. And start being straight with yourself about it. The challenge is you may not approve. You just may not approve of the whole idea of being dishonest, so you're not going to want to see it. But again, Shia said something very important, and I want to circle back around to it. A little bit ago, he was talking about how our approach is anthropologic. It is not about judging what you see. It's about getting interested in a non-judgmental framework.
It's about bringing awareness to how it is that you're going about your life, so that the mechanical nature of life loses its power over you, and you, the being, start to, in fact, dictate how your life shows up. And that happens by surrendering to your life rather than resisting it or trying to make it happen. Now, I realize what we're talking about may seem confusing, and one of the guards to the doorway to enlightenment, one of the lions in the Eastern temples that guards the doorway to enlightenment, is confusion. And so when your mind is challenged by something outside of what it already knows, it frequently gets confused. The other lion in the Oriental temples represents paradox, where something that we say may seem to contradict with what we said before, and yet both can be true. like water everywhere and not a drop to drink, is a paradox, because they both seem to be conflicting, yet both are true if you're on the ocean.
There are three basic ideas or basic principles to transformation, and let's talk about them for a moment. The first is that anything that you resist, it will persist, it'll grow stronger, it'll dominate your life. So, for instance, if you resist the fact that you have lied, then that will grow stronger and it'll dominate your life. The part of you that doesn't care to be truthful is going to dominate your whole life.
Because you'll have to keep covering your lies with further untruth.
That's why we had this simply honest. If you tell the truth, then you don't have to have a good memory.
Judge Judith Simon.
We like Judge Judy. She's a very straightforward lady.
Right. You don't have to have a good memory, because you don't have to cover those lies with other lies.
The second principle is this. You can only be exactly as you are.
In any moment of now.
He's snapping his fingers. Can you hear it?
There you go. That's better snap. In any moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are.
So you've either created a climate of honesty or a climate of dishonesty around you. You can only be exactly as you are. It's about getting interested in how you are, not...
And seeing it and being honest about what you see. And when you do that, you come to the third idea or principle, which is anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself. That's why instantaneous transformation is such a revolutionary idea, because you don't have to work on anything. You don't have to make resolutions. You don't have to try to be a better person. You just have to notice the way you're being without judging yourself.
I'll give you an example of something that we came across recently. We got an email from a lady who was telling us about how she would do certain things except for if her friends said, hey, come join us. She would never sign up to do these things, or that she'd go to these activities until the very last minute, because she liked to be, in her words, quote, spontaneous and free. And then she would come close to the event, go with her friends. But she wouldn't do it in the time frame that they asked her, because the question created pressure on her. So we actually spoke to her that, in fact, this had nothing to do with spontaneous and free. It was really don't tell me what to do in disguise. And what was really lovely was she wrote back saying, oh my, I am so tricky. I totally tricked myself into thinking that I was being a free spirit, when in fact, what I was doing was resisting. I didn't want to be
told
what to do. I didn't want the request. Even if I wanted to do it, I wouldn't go along with it. I didn't see how I was stressing my friends. It was really lovely. Her whole life opened because she took a look at her attitude and realized that it wasn't the truth. Honesty doesn't hurt. I have to tell you, it doesn't hurt. But people are afraid that they are going to learn something bad about themselves
if
they're honest.
When, in fact, if you're honest, you might discover your brilliance.
Your brilliance. I guess we're on a theme, because we're getting ready to step into your brilliance in the day after tomorrow.
Hamburg,
yay! So, yes, everybody in Europe will actually see most of you tomorrow at the Freedom to Breathe. Not everybody in Europe, but all those who are coming to the courses. And then we have Step into Your Brilliance in a day. So we're looking forward to that. And we should take a break, shall we?
I think we shall.
Great. We'll be back shortly. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shaya Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
We're simply honest today. I'm enjoying being here with you, Shaya.
Well, thank you for being honest with me.
We have a caller on the line. Shall we take her?
Absolutely.
Ursula, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
Hello.
Hello.
Where are you calling in from, Ursula?
Still in Switzerland?
I'm calling in from Hamburg right now.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm going to do the course with you this weekend.
Excellent.
Both courses, actually. I'm really looking forward to the freedom to breathe and step into your brilliance.
Before you ask us your question, I have a question for you. I know you've done the freedom to breathe before.
Yes.
You're a voice teacher, and I know some of your students have come down and done the freedom to breathe with you. What have you noticed for people out of doing that course?
It was just such a revelation for me. I did that, I think the first time I met you, I did both courses some years ago, and I found the freedom to breathe really hard. And I didn't book it for the next year, for a few workshops that I was there, and then I did it again, and it was such a bliss. And from then on, I just told everybody, please, if you can, come to this workshop. It's so easy. You don't need to talk. You're just there. You just breathe. And you're just yourself without doing anything.
And I have a question for you then. The
yes.
First time you came, was your life hard at that time?
Oh, you could say that, yes, in retrospect. I knew I was leading a happy life, but I wasn't happy.
Very good. I like that. That's great. Because a lot of people believe they're leading a happy life, but they're not happy.
Yes, and there was this thing that I was puzzled because I knew that the circumstances to really deliver some kind of happiness without that dark shadow of sadness that I sometimes had. And it's now there. So thank you.
You know, It's really funny because when you say you're welcome, when you say that it was hard, I'm actually not surprised, because if your life was difficult at that time, and then what's funny is, which is of course normal, you pinned the hardness on the circumstance, so you were afraid to meet that again, but you transformed. Very cool. Did you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. You were just mentioning earlier about honesty being hurtful. And I'm as you said, I'm a music teacher. I teach voice and piano. And sometimes I'm there in the lessons, and I get intuitive hints about what's going on. And every now and then I hesitate telling the students or the student about it, and wait until a little bit later because I'm not sure that it won't hurt them in some way. And I find that a bit weird. I'm not sure if I'm dishonest with them in that moment.
Well, here's the thing. When you're being honest, your honesty doesn't have attitude attached to it. So if you tell them they're doing something wrong, inaccurate, incorrect with their voice, mm-hmm. it's not meant to make them less. So if you don't have attitude in the delivery of your communication, people, for the most part, will not hurt themselves with it. But if your critique is laced with judgments, then people do feel hurt.
Uh-huh.
That's the first part. The second part, Ursula, is this. Shai and I often, from the moment we meet somebody or very close thereon, we get what you are terming an intuitive hit. We know things. We actually see things. We see things in their interactions. And the time may not yet be ripe to communicate it. And so it's not weird at all if you're waiting for the timing to be ripe so that when you say it, it has the benefit that you are intending.
Okay.
So both are true. Even if your timing is right, but you lace it with judgment or you have attitude or you're frustrated with them, the frustration is what they hear, not the communication.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Because sometimes when I tell them what I heard, it's like the environment lights up, and sometimes it really the lights go down. So that makes such sense.
Well, what you say makes sense too, because when a person's a yes to what you say, everything stays light. If they are no to what you have to say, then it bounces back on you.
Uh-huh.
So then you start doubting yourself that you even should have said anything in the first place. But you see, that's your job. You know, it's very interesting. Ariel and I, a few weeks ago, went to a fishing lodge in Belize. And the owner of the lodge said, please give me any criticisms that you see. Give us feedback on how our staff are doing. But in reality, they didn't want to hear our feedback. They were hoping that everything would be fine. And when we did give them feedback, they didn't really listen.
Mm-hmm.
So we found that quite interesting. You know, if a person says no to what you have to say, it bounces back at you.
Uh-huh. It does, yeah.
Yeah, and so...
But one of the things, Shine, I've discovered after working with thousands and thousands of people is some people are a yes and other people are an absolute no. And then there's the cosmetic no, meaning people become barricaded. They're used to, shielding themselves. And so they will say no to you. It'll still bounce back on you. But sometimes... And if you watch this weekend, you will see it Ursula, sometimes when stuff goes in, people just aren't sure about it, but they'll come back after the next break or the next day or the next moment, and they'll be glowing because the no fades and the information gets in. But the challenge is you can't fold after having given them the communication if they're not finding it convenient to hear.
And you see, the other thing is they're paying you to teach them, which gives you license to tell them what you see.
That's true, yes.
But mind you, if they don't trust themselves, they won't trust you either because they picked you. So it's not personal.
Yes.
But if you personalize it, you'll hurt yourself with it and think you're not a very good teacher.
I remember once there was a teacher of mine who did something that I found really, really supportive. She said, I have something to tell you, and I'm not sure that you'll take it well, but I know that you're big enough to hear it, and so I'm just going to risk it. So I was forewarned. And then she gave me the information. And truthfully, the information wasn't bad at all, but it was like and she said, do you want to hear it? It's not bad. And I actually gave permission. It was lovely.
So you told her basically that
yes,
she could be honest.
Yes,
with you.
I really want to hear it, and
lovely.
And it was lovely. It was lovely. She actually told me at the time, and you will see how good she was. She said I was at a life choice change place, where if I continued on the current course, I was destined to have a series of immature romantic relationships for the rest of my life. But if I paid attention in this one particular area, that I would be able to create a harmonious relationship that would last me through my life. It's obvious
you made the right choice.
Which way I went. And I have to tell you, when she said that about the immature relationships, I could see forward and back in time. In that moment, her honesty transformed the quality of my life. And I actually have goosebumps right now talking about it because I could see the path I was on. And there was no judgment in it. She said, this is what I see.
That's so lovely. It's so gentle, too.
Yes.
Well, so are you, Ursula.
Hmm?
So are you. Lovely and gentle.
Thank you very much.
But you may not see that about you.
No.
Well, you don't think you're gentle because sometimes you communicate with frustration. Yeah. Because you wait until you're frustrated. Rather than communicating all along.
Rather than being honest right from the start.
Yes. True.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What an insight. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're very welcome.
Really looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes.
We're going to have fun. The Freedom to Breathe, everyone, is an amazing course. If you want to know more about it, just go up on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. If you're in the European area and you can still make it, you're allowed, you can come. If you're listening to this show after the effect, a lot of people listen to these shows archived. You know, come, go to our website, see what we're up to. Come join us. It's wonderful. We have to take a break.
We do.
We'll be back. Come on back and
don't
miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Right. ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Simply honest.
Being simply honest.
That is.
As a lifestyle.
What a cool thing.
Where you don't have to keep remembering what you said to cover those little bitty lies. Well, the big ones either, for that matter.
Yeah. You know, people, I think I said it before, people are afraid they won't survive if they're honest.
Right.
But I...
Well, you know, it's funny. When you relax in water, it floats you. When you relax into your life and are honest about your life dealings, you are supported by your life. When you're dishonest, you are constantly squirrely trying to hide the fact that you've done something that doesn't fit within your own integrity. Anyway.
We have another caller.
That's right, we do. Madhu, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in New York.
Excellent. We're across the ocean. Okay. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I really like the topic of this because it really speaks a lot to me.
Uh-huh.
In what way?
Well, I mean, just being, you know, dishonest in my life, I can see that it's like a global phenomenon. Like, I can see it in different areas of my life. Like, for example, you know, one example is if at work, if I'm on projects where I have to give a status update, I might shave off things in my project statuses just so I would look better. Or, you know, and I've thought about why I do that, but I'm not
really... What did you come up with as a justification for why you do that?
Well, I feel like I might be telling people what they don't want to hear, or I'll get in trouble, or get defensive. But it's not, you know, they need to know what the actual status is.
You might actually get the help you need if you're straight.
Yeah, that's true. But I think in the back of my mind, I think they're going to think I'm incompetent. So I try to hide, and I think I can...
Right. Now, look, let me ask you something, Madhu. Was there a time in your life when you were incompetent?
Yeah.
There was, of course. When you were a child, you lacked certain motor skills that gave you competence.
Right.
You lack certain abilities in the way of your mind's way of thinking that gave you clear judgment.
Yeah, true.
So in those moments, you're incompetent. That's why they have 21 years of age, at least in the United States, before you can be legal to vote, say.
Right, yeah.
Or drink, for that matter.
But you notice how qualified you were. You weren't quite sure you wanted to admit that you were incompetent about some things. You didn't even want to see the possibility that you'd been incompetent because you weren't sure where we were going and what it would mean and how it might be used against you.
Yeah, you got me. That's true.
So, but you see, we were all incompetent at some point in our lives, and some of us have become competent. But our competence, we're still stuck with the memory, the trace memories of our incompetence, and we're afraid that people are going to find out that we still are incompetent.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's like being stupid. It's not a very admired position.
Right.
So, well, I love that you came up with the word global. We were trying to find the word to describe how you're either honest or you're not. And I like how you see your ability to be honest or how you might shave off the truth of this and that is a global phenomena for how you relate to your life as opposed to it only happens here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even on dates, if I'm trying to impress a girl or, you know, I want to seem agreeable.
Well, let's stop you right there because that's great. When you're trying to impress a girl, if you produce what you think she wants so she'll like you, it won't be you.
Right.
So she'll like the facade you've produced. Perhaps she'll like the facade you produced, but then you have to constantly live up to that facade and never be yourself.
Well, actually, before I dated Shia, I was a serial dater. I dated lots of people. I was definitely trying on people for size. I was looking for my life mate, and that's the truth of it, as well as going out to have some fun. And I have to tell you, Madhu, out of all of the men that I met, flirted with, dated, I was never impressed by impressive behavior.
Okay.
Things that guys did extra to impress me, I always saw through them and wished they'd relax so I could just be with them. It never, ever fooled me.
Huh.
And one of the things that I really found attractive about Shia was him. And there were plenty of people that dated Shia or dated me that weren't taken by who he was or who I was. So when you really are yourself and you connect up with somebody who can see you, it's such a blessing. But if you have to work hard all the time to be something other than what you are, you will always be walking around in a state of stress and tension and misery.
Right. Yeah.
And I love that you're seeing that you don't give them the full status report. What is your title at the place you work?
I'm a IT project manager.
Do they make incompetent people project manager?
No, definitely not.
And don't you sometimes put together systems that go, you know, multinationally? Like they're not just, you're not managing a project for a third grade class.
Yeah, no, exactly. They're pretty, very complicated systems. They need to be very reliable and always up.
So how else do you see your dishonesty? I actually see something emerging.
Also, maybe with my parents also, where I might not share with them a lot of things.
Like about who you're dating?
About who I'm dating, for example. Yeah, that's one of the big examples. Because I'm afraid of the reaction or, you know, or feedback, for example.
Well, I actually think you like to keep your parents on the hook.
So to speak.
Whether you tell them something or you withhold something, I think there is a way that you are that is generally keeping their attention on you.
Hmm. Okay.
Because your parents have more interest in your dating life than any other set of parents I've ever met.
So you got to be doing something that keeps them hooked into worrying about you and if you're ever going to make it. And make it in their eyes means get married and have children.
Right.
With an Indian woman.
Absolutely.
Because we know you, obviously.
Right. Okay. I don't see what I'm doing.
Well, I don't think you should worry about what you're doing. I think you should get interested in the amount that you...
Withhold your greatness.
Okay.
So they don't realize that you are competent and capable.
And that you're doing very well.
Because, you see, when you keep them worrying about you, you get attention. You may say you don't like the attention and that you wish they'd see you like an adult, but I believe that you are pulling for attention from them.
Okay.
And it has to do with how you're relating to dating.
But it's the same at work. If you're not giving them a full status report, on some level you're saying to them, don't totally count on me. Keep your attention on me. Make sure you check up on me. You're pulling for attention. If you're straightforward, if you gave me a document and I knew that I could really count on it, I'd deal with what needed to be handled, and I'd move on to the other thing. But that's not convenient if you want attention.
Right. True.
You don't sound excited by this news.
No, you're right. It's maybe I'm disagreeing with it a little bit, but...
Well, do you mind disagreeing about it over the break, and we'll come back to you in a moment?
Sure, that's fine.
All right, everyone. We'll be back shortly.
Hold on to that disagreement now, Madhu. Don't let it go.
Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
The
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. My dear, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Were you able to hold on to the disagreement? Or
yeah.
did it went away?
Yeah, I think that laughter helped.
Yes. You know, Ursula, by the way, if you're still listening to the show, that's one of those things where somebody hits a cosmetic no. It's inconvenient, whatever the content is, but in their heart they know it's true. Yeah. I get interested in all the ways you're going for attention, Madhu.
Okay, yeah.
Really?
You know what's interesting? You don't even like the attention you get that way. It's so much nicer when it comes spontaneous and unmanipulated for. Then it really feeds you.
Yep. Yeah, that's great help to me. Thanks a lot. I mean, you're right. In some way, I am pulling for that attention. That's a great place to look.
But, you know, it's really a sign of maturity when you can take on a project as though it's yours and win with the project so everybody feels great about it. And you're capable of doing that, man, you know.
And you actually do it. You do that, but there's a nuance left of making people pay along the way.
You know, being a kid about it.
Right.
Yeah. So don't judge it. Look for it. Don't judge it. Awareness is key.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. You know what?
What?
Another caller.
All right.
Shall we take her?
Absolutely. Susan?
Hi.
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 Where are you?
I'm right here.
Okay. And geographically speaking, where are you?
Oh, I'm just in Manhattan.
I like that you're right here, though. That's pretty good. That was a very direct answer. Thank you.
Cool. I'm just enjoying the show so much. I had to call in because I lie by omission sometimes. I notice that if I'm asking, I won't ask for help, or if I am looking for work, I have a hard time naming a price for my work. In some ways, I feel it's shameful to charge for my work so that I get embarrassed.
Well, look, Susan, how do you set a fee for what you're worth? You were raised in a Christian family, correct?
Yes.
Where poverty was somehow held as noble.
Right.
And wealth was
somehow held as sinful.
Sinful.
Yes.
Is there a word, ignoble?
Ignoble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Okay.
And so you're embarrassed to ask for what you need to support yourself. See,
yes.
The thing is this. This is an economy that runs on people being paid for their services.
Mm-hmm.
You produce a service in the world. You need to be paid for that. It's that simple. Now, where you got this idea that it is bad for you to ask for what you're worth, that probably happened, something you picked up in your earliest childhood.
Yeah.
Because it's been with you for a very long time, yes?
That's true, yes.
Yeah, well, maybe it's time for the mature woman, Susan, to look at being responsible for her finances and her well-being and her sense of security rather than operate through the ideas that a child put together many years ago.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Really?
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, when Shai and I were preparing the show today, Susan, we were talking about honesty. We were talking about the impediments. We were happy that Madhu supplied the word global, that it's global. But what we really came up with is that people are afraid they're going to learn something bad about themselves. We said that earlier. But what they're most afraid of is their greatness. And if you say, how much, I know what you, one of the things that you do is accent reduction.
True.
What do you charge for an hour of accent reduction?
I have different prices. If it's an actor who's an up-and-coming actor and can't afford it, I will charge them $80 an hour.
Okay.
If it's a large company, a corporate company, it will be $250 an hour. In between that, if it's a smaller company, I have $100 an hour.
Gotcha.
So it varies.
Great. So here's the thing. How painful was that?
That was not that bad, I tell you. That wasn't that bad.
Well, congratulations. You see,
yeah.
You're already moved through this inhibition to ask for what you're worth.
You're right. That's true.
You know, by the way, just between you and me,
yeah.
Privately,
yeah.
I would.
Nobody's listening now.
I would
no
tell actors that you give them it for $80 an hour because they can't afford it. Because there are some actors who make a lot of money, and you don't want actors to keep themselves impoverished in order to be able to
afford themselves of your services.
Right. You're
wow.
far better off saying as a courtesy to people in the acting profession, I offer my services at $80 an hour as a professional courtesy,
that's
not because you can't afford it.
Right. Oh, I never thought of it that way, that I'd be keeping them from expanding. I love that. Thank
yeah,
you.
Because then they're not going to want to make a certain amount of money because they'll lose the perks.
Right. Oh,
you know?
That's excellent. Yes.
And hopefully what you have to offer will support them in making lots of money.
Right.
And you can let them know as a professional courtesy, this is what I charge actors. And if you make a lot of money, you can just come for more classes with me because you will find them fun.
Oh, thank you.
I was actually contemplating the possibility of having Shia have a lesson with you because when he talks into his phone for his Google
voice
activation, the phone doesn't recognize when he says his R's. So he was asking for tarpon flies or tarpon hooks, and they kept giving him Poconos.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
well, any time, Shia, I would love it.
Okay, Susan. We'll work it out.
Excellent.
When I was a kid, Susan, I had to take speech classes because I had a lisp.
Really?
Yeah, and I hated those speech classes.
Oh, well, I'm sure you didn't have an instructor that was like Susan Finch.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Thank you. Yeah, it can be such a personal adventure. It can be really fun. I'm sorry that it wasn't fun when you were a kid.
Yeah, well, nothing much was fun when I was a kid. But in the realm of being simply honest, it probably would be fun because you have an ear that hears things differently than mine, and so you could bring awareness to how I'm doing it that may allow people to understand me better. And that would be nice. Yeah.
That would be neat. Yeah.
I really think, Susan, in honor of Madhu talking about his honesty being global or
mm-hmm.
dishonesty being global, I would hazard a guess that you are reluctant to step forward and claim your brilliance, and you know, I may as well launch myself or step into your brilliance because we're moving that way, that you aren't really straightforward about how great you are with consistency
anywhere.
I agree with that.
Not just in your accent reduction classes.
Also with your artwork, when you go to sell your art, you fudge and hem and haw. What do you think? think they'll want to pay for it, not what you've priced it as, the value
right.
of the piece.
That's correct. Also, with dating, I'll see someone that I'm attracted to, and I'll run the other way rather than approach them. At least
yes.
in the past. But I'm excited about what
well,
I'm
but,
hearing.
But Susan, with yeah. honesty, you can approach them. The worst thing that'll happen is they won't want to be with you.
Right.
But you don't even give them a chance.
And I have to tell you, men can sometimes be slow. I practically had to hit Shia over the head before he would ask me out. I actually made a pass at him before, and he was kind of like, oh, she's interested. There may be people who are interested in you who won't think that you would deign to date them.
Interesting.
I think that's really true for most men, by the way. They're a lot shyer than they pretend.
Mm-hmm.
See, your arcane, just talking to her, it handles it. That was well done.
Susan, thank you,
Susan. You're a miracle worker.
Thank you, Susan.
Oh, thank you, you both.
It's lovely having you on the show today, really.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Okay, darling.
Hey, everyone. One last thing before we end for today. Share this show. You can forward it to people. You can Facebook it. You can Twitter it. Let people know what's possible with transformation. It's a communicable ease. Thanks for being with us today. Come back next week.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.